Hey, how's it going, everyone? This is Sambo Slim, and you are listening to a special Spurs edition of the Sambo Slim podcast. I'm at Sambo_Slim on Twitter. My website is thesamboslimpodcast.com. And if you're not one of my regular listeners, and if you are one of my regular listeners, please, next time you are planning to shop on Amazon, instead of going directly to Amazon, go to thesamboslimpodcast.com. And there's an Amazon banner there just below the Sambo Slim podcast header at my website and just above episodes. Click on that banner. It'll take you to Amazon's homepage. Buy whatever you were going to buy, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Amazon will just kick a little money back to me, or back to, my show, and that's how you can show your support, aside from listening, of course. So this is a Spurs episode. I don't ever talk about sports on my regular podcast, so every once in a while I'm going to do a special sports or edition, probably usually about the Spurs, because that's basketball is the main sport I watch, NBA basketball. So, and I've been a Spurs fan since, I don't know, I was probably like 2 years old, maybe. I watched games when I was really small and didn't even understand basketball. My dad would take me and my brother to the Hemisphere Arena, and I was so small, I would be standing the whole time on a chair, peeking around a column that was in the way of the, they were called obstructed view seats at the Hemisphere. So, because the Hemisphere had columns coming down, and yeah, so you could buy a seat and you'd be behind a freaking column, and those are the cheap seats, of course, so those are the seats we got, and I was so little I could stand in the seat and not be in the way of the people behind me and peeking around the column so that I could watch the Spurs lose, because they weren't very good back then. So I've been a fan since then. Unlike a lot of you born and raised in San Antonio, LeBron James jersey. Unlike that, I've actually been a fan of my favorite team for years, like 20-something years. And you just became a LeBron James jersey-wearing fake Heat fan douchebag like 3 weeks ago. So there's a difference. I just wanted to clarify the difference between me and those douchebags. I'm actually a real fan of my team. See, you, LeBron James, jersey-wearing, fake Heat fan, douchebag. Like 3 years ago, you were a douchebag Kobe Bryant jersey-wearing, fake Laker fan. But now that the Lakers are out of it, you're a LeBron James, douchebag, whatever I said, fake Heat fan, idiot. And that's not all of you. That's the ones who were born and raised in San Antonio. I just don't get it. To me, you're just a contrarian, annoying, lowlife. How can you be born and raised in San Antonio and hate the San Antonio Spurs? After everything they've done for the community, after all the joy they brought to our city, after everything they put on the line for us, after staying here, a successful franchise that stays in a small market like San Antonio, and you're just going to be a douchebag and don a LeBron jersey and go to sports bars and annoy all of the loyal San Antonio fans by rooting for our rivals, by showing up to the games in the Heat. You've probably never even left your side of town. You've definitely never left Texas. You've never been to Miami. But you're a LeBron fan. You're a diehard Heat fan. Let me ask you this. Who's Ronnie Cicely? Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think you knew who Ronnie Cicely was. Who's Harold Miner? I'll give you an easy one. What was Alonzo Mourning's jersey number? See, you don't know that because you were not a Heat fan 3 years ago. You were probably not a Heat fan 2 years ago. You just became a Heat fan. And you're not really a Heat fan. You're just a contrarian douchebag. And you should be ashamed of yourself. And if you're born and raised in San Antonio and you hate the Spurs, and especially if you're a Heat fan, I don't trust you. I wouldn't even let you borrow $1 because I don't think you'd pay me back. I don't think you'd pay me back. I think you're underhanded. I think you're a bottom feeder. I think you're a lowlife. I think you're a dirtbag. But let's get into some Spurs talk. Spurs are, despite what the mainstream media wants, Spurs are the number one team in the West. They're the number one team in the NBA, and it's March 19th right now. So as of March 19th, Spurs are 50-16, number one in the NBA. They've won 10 games in a row, and the team's rolling, healthy. Another thing they just accomplished was they set a record. They have won 50 games for 15 straight seasons. That's not a coincidence. That's a great team. They're one of the most successful sports teams in the history of sports. They just know how to win. They have a system that works, and they stick to it. And it's been the same. They've adjusted the system a little bit, but they commit to defense. They pass the ball around. They find the open shooter. Sometimes they make the extra pass, and they take the shot. They don't need one guy to go for 30-something points a night. Let's look at their points per game. Let's look at each of the starters or each of the top players on the Spurs' points per game. Tony Parker, averaging 17.5 points a game. Tim Duncan, averaging 15.1 points per game. Manu Ginobili, averaging 12.5 points per game. Kawhi Leonard, 12 points a game. Marco Bellinelli, 11.3 points per game. Patty Mills, 9.9 points per game. Boris Diaw, 9.6 points per game. Do you understand what I'm getting at here? We don't need one guy to score 30-something points. Actually, if I read those numbers to you, you would assume that that's the last place team in the NBA. Our top scorer only scores 17.5 points a game? My gosh, that's horrible. Maybe you guys will get a number one draft pick next year. I mean, 17.5 points a game. You can't be successful that way. Well, the Spurs can because they have a system. All the players buy into it. Nobody has to go crazy for 35 points a night. I mean, it looks good on the stat sheet. If a Spur went for 30-something points a night, you still wouldn't see it on ESPN. But ESPN loves them some LeBron to go 30-something points per game. They love them some Kobe to go 30-something points per game. They love them some KD and some Blake Griffin to go 30-something points per game. Well, keep getting your 30-something points per game because you know what happens when you get injured? Your team sucks. Why? Because now somebody else has to pick up the slack of those 30-something points per game. Guess what happens if Tony Parker goes down, which he did this season? Somebody only has to make up 17.5 points per game. Nobody has to make up 30-something points per game. Nobody has to explode. Cool, LeBron, you exploded for 60-something points per game. Guess what? If you get injured, your team's going to suck. If you get injured, who's gonna score 35 points a game? Dwayne Wade? No. Chris Bosh? No. Nobody is. Nobody can make up for that. Nobody's going to explode for 60. It's not going to happen. But the Spurs, if one of our big three goes down, we're fine. It happened already this season. There was a time this season when Thiago Splitter, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, and Tony Parker were all injured. And guess what? We're still the number one team in the NBA right now. We're the only team in the NBA that would be able to do that. That could be number one right now and still have lost all those players for a large part of the season. Four players. I talked about one player. If LeBron got injured or if Kevin Durant got injured, what would happen to their team? They wouldn't be able to win. We lost four. And we're still number one in the NBA. Why? Again, it's a system. It's a system that our team buys into. I hear a lot of talk about how Tim Duncan fell off, how he's not what he used to be, how he can't put up 25, 30 points a game anymore. Yes, he can. Do not think for one second that if Tim Duncan really wanted to, that he couldn't put up 25, 30 points a game. He doesn't because he doesn't have to, and because he knows it's not beneficial for the rest of the team. When you're scoring 30-something points a game, what's the rest of your team doing? Standing around watching you do all the work. Tim Duncan puts up 15 points a game. The rest of the team has to step up on a regular basis, and they stay in a rhythm. And when the playoffs come, they're still in that rhythm, and they're ready. It's a system that works. ESPN doesn't think it's glamorous. The other mainstream media personalities don't think it's glamorous. They don't like to talk about it, but it's there, whether you like it or not. And the Spurs, in my opinion, even if I wasn't from San Antonio, the Spurs, in my opinion, would still be the favorite to go to win the West and to go to the finals and to win the championship. Why? Because they were 25 seconds away from winning the championship last year, and they're better than they were last year. They're a better team right now than they were last year. They're going, barring injury, they're going to be a better team going into the playoffs than they were last year. And the team that they were last year was 25 seconds away from winning the championship. I know it's cool to say that the Clippers are the favorites to win the West, and the Rockets are the favorite to win the West. I hear it all the time. But how are they the favorites? Seriously, how are they the favorites? Because the Rockets, because they have Dwight Howard now? How'd that work out for the Lakers? It didn't. Dwight Howard's a role player. He looks like a superstar, but he's a role player. Dwight Howard and James Harden can't win a championship. And they definitely can't beat the Spurs in a 7-game series if the Spurs are healthy. And you can say the Rockets have swept the Spurs 3 times this season. You should know by now that the Spurs are a late season and playoff team. They don't care what happens early in the season. They care about staying healthy, getting into the playoffs healthy. That's all they care about. The Rockets can have their 3 games they beat the Spurs this season. I guarantee you they're not worried about it. They're worried about the 7-game series in the playoffs. The Rockets can't beat the Spurs, and James Harden and Dwight Howard cannot beat the Spurs in a 7-game series. And the Clippers, who do they have? They have Blake Griffin and Chris Paul. Blake Griffin's damn good, and so is Chris Paul, but they can't beat the Spurs in a 7-game series. Who are you kidding? You think Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and a bunch of nobodies, or James Harden, the role player Dwight Howard, role player best Dwight Howard, and a bunch of nobodies, Jeremy Lin, you think they can beat the Spurs in a 7-game series? You're entitled to your opinion, but I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. I don't think you can just throw Dwight Howard onto the same team as James Harden, throw Blake Griffin and Chris Paul on the same team, and think that they can beat the San Antonio Spurs, who were 25 seconds away from winning a championship last year, and better than they were last year. I don't think you can throw those guys into a 7-game series with the Spurs and beat them. I just don't think it can happen. But enough about the future. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about tonight. The Spurs are going to play the lowly, the pathetic, the downtrodden Los Angeles Lakers for the second time in about a week, and they're going to destroy them. And Tony Parker's only going to have like 17 points, and Tim Duncan's only going to have like 4 points, and the Spurs are still going to blow the Lakers out. And I don't feel sorry for the Lakers. A lot of people feel sorry for them. A lot of people can't understand why they suck. A lot of people think that the Lakers should be good right now because it's good for the NBA, and that's probably true. The NBA probably gets better ratings and generates more revenue when the Lakers are doing well. But the Lakers got what they deserved. the Lakers are in the position they're in right now, not really because of injuries. Kobe Bryant is injured and Steve Nash is injured, but the Lakers are in the position they're in because even without Kobe Bryant and Steve Nash, who's on their team right now? A bunch of D-leaguers are on their team right now. The Lakers are basically a D-league team right now. And why? Because they gambled. And they gamble every season. And sometimes it works. It works well enough. The Lakers are like an investor who buys whatever the latest trending stock is. And if you know anything about stock, these stocks can make you a lot of money really quick, or you can lose a lot of money really quick. So you take that risk. The Lakers bought a trendy stock. They do it every season. They did it when they had Shaq, Kobe, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton all on the same team. They get desperate and they want to win a championship. And they stack their team so that they can try to beat the Spurs system. Don't make no mistake about it. These big market teams stack their teams with superstars because they want to make sure that if they have to play the Spurs in the finals, they can beat them. It's the Spurs system versus big market teams that stack their roster with superstars. So back to the Lakers. They gambled. They bought the trendy stock. They took a huge risk. They got Dwight Howard last season, Pau Gasol, Kobe Bryant, of course, Steve Nash, Ron Artest. They bought the trendy stock. They put all their money into that stock. But it didn't get them any results. They lost. They went under. They went into the negative on that stock. And now, this is what they're stuck with, a D-League team. They lost. The gamble didn't work. It sometimes does. They may not win a championship when they usually gamble. They buy the trendy stock. But this time it didn't work. And now this is what we're seeing. This is the negative side of stacking your team with superstars. When it doesn't work, all your money's gone and you're stuck with a D-League team. So what's going on around the NBA? What's going on when you pull up ESPN right now? Well, the big story, of course, is Phil Jackson going to the New York Knicks. Huge news. My opinion on it, I don't care. I don't care because Phil Jackson isn't coaching the Knicks. He took $15 million a year to be the president of the Knicks. So basically, I don't care. That's not going to make any difference. You have to look at who's available next season. LeBron James is a free agent. Will he go to the Knicks? Probably not, but even if he does, again, Phil Jackson's not going to be his coach. So who cares that Phil Jackson went to the Knicks? Phil Jackson basically is going to steal $15 million a year from the Knicks, sit in the office, collect a check, probably smoke some weed out of a hookah or whatever that weirdo does. It's probably what he was doing when they called him and gave him the offer. Hey, he's probably sitting on a beach somewhere smoking a hookah in like Cancun or I don't know, some exotic beach. And they called him. His phone rang. He answered it. Sitting on the beach, coughing up coughing up smoke. Hey, Phil, would you like to come coach the Knicks? No. We'll offer you $15 million. I don't want to coach, but I'll take a president position. For $15 million a year, if you're still offering to pay that. Sure, that sounds good because they're desperate to have Phil in the organization. And Phil's like, all right, hangs up. Suckers. That's exactly what Phil Jackson did. Now he's going to go to New York, hang out, sit in an office, smoke ganja or whatever the hell he does, and do nothing but get paid. Somebody else is going to be coaching the Knicks. Maybe Phil will arrange to bring LeBron. There aren't that many options next year for free agents. So what's he going to do with the Knicks? Nothing. But of course, they're going to throw it all over the news, and they're going to ignore our Spurs. But that's okay, mainstream media. Go ahead. keep ignoring the Spurs for stupid stories like how the Lakers suck, how Phil Jackson's going to the New York Knicks to do nothing, how LeBron scored 60. Keep covering that. We'll see you in the finals. Well, I think that's it for this special edition of the Sambo Slim Podcast, special Spurs edition. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you liked the podcast, please share it, retweet it, tell your friends about it. I'm going to do more Spurs episodes in the future and maybe some other sports, but we'll stick with Spurs for now. So if you liked it, share it, tell people about it. And again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you all next time. Oh, and just a quick reminder, if you were born and raised in San Antonio and you wear a LeBron jersey, you're a lowlife.